know that our intelligence is running. This is the goal of human existence. And ekaiya, that intelligence is only one. And if you don't follow this intelligence, then bahushakhayan, then there are so many things. Then I have to go here and I have to go to America and I have to settle there and I have to collect money and I have to go to India and I have to come back from India. There are so many things that are going on, you know. And this one buddhi we forget, one intelligence we completely ignore or forget. Please don't ignore this, otherwise you will be completely moving around. Brahman sarva bhutani yantra rudhani maya. Forget, you don't know. Sarvasya chaham, no. Ruddesha jinatishtati. It starts from, it's the 18th chapter. Brahmayan sarva bhutani. I don't know whether you can find. Anyway, just try to hear. Brahmayan means I force them to wander as if they are seated on some machine and I am just moving. This is how the enemy entities are forced to wander about if they don't come to me. This is the thing. And now, how these four verses apply there, that we have to think. Our attention is only to Krishna. It's nice pictures I see. Everywhere Krishna's pictures are there. This is the Tirath. They call it pilgrim place. In the pilgrim place, nothing we think, but we think only about Krishna. So now our intelligence is completely fixed. So we know that He is the source of everything. Everything is emanate from Him. So we are fixed. Then second thing, we are talking about Him only. So our buddhi is one. Because our intelligence only is directed to one supreme thing, we don't think about anything else. See, the second verse is also there. Then we are completely engaged in His glorification. That is third verse. And He is giving us intelligence to understand and to come to Mangalarti, to have the Tulsi Arti, etc. He is giving that. And then He is merciful to us. So because He is merciful, in this verse, by just learning one verse, He destroys the ignorance in our heart by the transcendental lamp. All these four verses are present here. And this is how, when you study the Bhagavad Gita verse, you please see whether these all four verses are there or not. And you can write in Granthas or somewhere your realizations. This is how, who speaks, to whom He speaks, and what is the import of it. That is Granthas. Now we have corrected a bit. You might have got that. Kalchakra had sent everything, you know. So to that, please prepare something when you are having a bit of time and try to propagate these things in Granthraj. That's a very nice mouthpiece, you know. Kalchakra is now eventually, I think next year he may go to Chennai, you know, India. Wherever he is, he will. I am insisting that he should come to Reliance in Jamnagar. So he will be very near to Dwarka and Rajkot, you know. So they are trying, both of them. His wife is also qualified. So please, some or the other, look to these things. And wherever you are, this is one buddhi we should cultivate. It's very nice to see these Mangalartis. These are really the spiritual ecstasies, you know. Very nice. And we'll sing Tulsi Arti. So children should also be here. During the day, weekdays, you may not have that much time. But if you are free, children should take these snaps, you know. Sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. The Sankirtan, you know, Kirtan. Kirtan is on our own. And Sankirtan in association. And Sankirtan has its effect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travelled throughout South India. And wherever he went, he established some Namad programs like this. And even now there are remnants. In Madras we happen to see one. And since last 500 years, that is carried on. These are Sankirtana. And then in the last, very last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, in 12th canto, 23rd chapter and verse, I don't know, maybe 23rd verse or something, last, very last, Shukadeva Swami glorifies Sankirtana. Nam Sankirtanam yasya सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम नाम संकीर्तनम यस्य टेक आउट कंप्यूटर मैन नाम संकीर्तनम यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम दुख शमनहतम नमामि हरिं परम बाय नाम संकीर्तन नाम संकीर्तनम यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम as we saw now our buddhi has only one direction so other sinful ideas don't touch us we are in the idea in the ocean of sinful ideas but it doesn't touch because our intelligence is only one and because of that we are staying in Kali Yuga but for us there is no Kali Yuga you know there may be very big market here also electronics there is some television or something But we don't want to buy the television. So that market has no use for us. They may carry on. There is Vyavasayatmaka Buddhi. And as soon as you come to it, then you understand that how this Sankirtan saves us from these all sinful actions. These are all, except Krishna, everything is sinful. Any activity which is dedicated to Krishna has so many. Otherwise, without Supreme Absolute Truth connection, everything is completely, it doesn't have any existence. It's non-existent. Please remember this. And remember this, Sarvatma Snapanam. In every Atma, these are the snaps. You know. Yes, read the verse. Read. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya.
Nama Sankirtanam Yasya.
Sarva Papa Pranashanam.
Sarva Papa
Pranashanam. Not only that it destroys the all papa, sinful activities, but Dukkha Shamanahatam.
Dukkha Shamanahatam.
Completely mitigates all the miseries. Including the miseries which are forced upon us. It eradicates the future births. We don't have to go to another womb again. So it is eradicated. Then death becomes very easy for us. We are ready. You know the inevitability. So we are ready for it. And because we are ready, it never comes. Those who are not ready, they go to the hospitals and here and there and there and there. They don't want to die. So they die. We want to die, we don't die. This is the secret of it. We don't unnecessarily run around. Oh, this bypass has become a daily word now. In our childhood, some rich person will be very proud that I have a heart trouble. Man, I was thinking, is it something to be very proud of? But he'll sit like this. How do you say it? I have heart trouble. And now that heart trouble is everywhere. Because the Prabhupada writes, the irregulated life is the main reason of all these sicknesses. Please save yourself by coming to Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so very kind to give. Even now, this Tukaram in Maharashtra, he is the supreme Sankirtan man. And there is a difference of nearly 200 years between Tukaram's time and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. And even then the same thing is followed. And this Tukaram was so very generous that in every village in Maharashtra there is Sankirtan Mandalis. They are the same Nama programs. And you are also following this. It's unlimited expansion is there. And maybe the nucleus, our nucleus society is there, ISKCON. But that is only nucleus and out of it so many things are coming out. So that we should understand. And they should also appreciate this. If wide-hearted, you know, wide-hearted, the devotees are wide-hearted, what is it? Yatra bhagavata janaha sadhavo vishad ashayaha. Sadhus, simple persons like you. We don't grow our hair, we don't grow our beard, nothing, we haven't changed our clothes. But we are sadhus. Unless we are simple, how can we get up at 5 o'clock? In order to come here, latest you should have got up at 5:30 at least. 5:45 definitely. He said, now, when this Maharaj goes away, I don't know. This is trouble, he said. So don't curse me, please. You may not come. Please, your bed and yourself. Please. This is the thing. And there is unlimited expansion for this. Everywhere we stay somewhere. So please follow. These boys followed Mangala since last 11 years. They are carrying Mangala Arati. And see, all the three boys are completely special. That Vamana was just like this when I saw him. Hardly he was able to speak. And now he plays harmonium and everything. I was surprised to hear him yesterday. This is the product of Mangala Arati. The future generation is completely purified and innumerable. You are advancing in age. So soon you will be grandfathers. So people say, oh, Ambarish was my grandfather. And then look at his picture, see, my grandfather is in dhoti. He is going to office in Auckland, but he is in dhoti. These are snaps, you know. Please, the innumerable generations are completely liberated. And they will be proud of you. There was my father's grandfather, Sham Sundar, was there. And they will be proud to walk in Rajkot compound, that this building is built by father. And please give them some reason to be proud of you. Otherwise, our existence is null and void. And by giving this, we are really forcing them to wipe off their sinful activities. That's the beauty of it. Prabhupada was very kind to come out of the country and to give these things in English, you know, particularly. And these English speaking public, we see innumerable devotees are following this path, and to that extent they are satisfied. To the extent they follow this, they are satisfied. In Alachua, we are in Florida, in America, just recently. And there are nearly 1,000 devotees staying there. And all those fried devotees from ISKCON, they go to Alachua and stay. They are all puris. I told them, you are puris of ISKCON. You are fried. So these puris, they were... And they dance. Puri, eventually they are going to be eaten up. But before they are going to be eaten up, they are dancing. That Puri community is so very prosperous. They have a nice temple, nearly 80 acres of land. The shop is there and everything. Our Radhaji and Prabhu, who is the chief donor in our yatra, he has a certain shop there. And he has a business, his own business. So the containers full of clothes come to him. So in container he gets the books and harmoniums and everything. And he sells cost to cost. And so many people are crowding around. It's non-profit organization he has started. He just brings the book. Suppose the Bhagavad Gita cost maybe 80 rupees in India. So he will sell this for $2.5 or something. Otherwise, generally the Bhagavad Gita costs $15. And he said, like you for in his shop. Hey, what are you doing? I'm going to buy Bhagavad Gita. Hey, 10 Bhagavad Gita, 20 Bhagavad Gita. Please, this is the way some service has got to be done. And as I told you, the nuclear society is ISKCON. But this devotional service doesn't have anybody's monopoly. If we can do on our own or wherever we go, it should be carried with us. This is the thing. And in future, this is the only direction it should be. Otherwise, how many people the ISKCON temple can visit? They can't. Even if they try, it's impossible. So please, we belong to the ISKCON. It's like a franchise. You know, Ramada. Ramada has nothing to do. It's in India. Ramada is in America. But a franchise is there. So please remember Prabhupada. We don't have to deviate from Prabhupada. So till you don't deviate from Prabhupada, you will be successful. So sing these last words in the first Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan Mesya.
Nam Sankirtan Mesya.
Sarva Papa Pranashanam. Pranamo Dukkha Shamanaha. Namami Harim Param. Read the translation. Let them repeat.
I offer my steadfast obeisances
unto the Supreme Lord Hari.
Unto the Supreme Lord Hari. The congregational chanting
whose holy name
destroys
all sinful reactions.
And the offering of obeisances
whom
relieves
all material suffering. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
Namna Makari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shaktis Tatra Arpita Niyamita Chunichena taroriva sushina amanina manadena sadhari slowly so that everybody speaks nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadish kamai mama janmani janmaneshwari bhavatad bhaktihi avetavgitvai Krupayato the Pankaja Sitadhuli Sadrasham Vichintaya Nayanam Galadashudharaya Vadanam Gadgadarudaya Gira Pulakaitam Vapukada Tavanama Grane Bhavishyati Nimishena Chakshusha Pravishaitam Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename Padaratam Pinashramam Adarshanam marmahatam karotuva tathava vidadatu lampato matpranunatas tasevena. Yes, this is Krishna Sankirtanam ki.
Yes.
Shishrayashtam ki.
Yes.
Let them repeat translation.
Glory. Glory. Shri Krishna Sankirtanam.
To Shri Krishna Sankirtanam.
And
it lies.
Very good.
Very good. You know. Jai. Or Archana Mataji and Padmasambhava Prabhu should be blamed for these boys. It is your mistake, Mata. Go on committing mistakes like this. Hey, Satyabhama, you know? Jai, jai. So please be happy and carry on these things. You know? Should you have some time? Are you going to work? Depends upon you.
Yeah, most people are waking up.
Huh?
People are waking.
Okay, so please let them go. Let them go. Ah. Oh, that's very nice. Come. Oh, so nice to see you.
My father, he had come to meet you.